Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
CJ broadcasting live from the most magical place on earth, my favorite place, the Walt Disney World Resort. And I'm joined now by Pablo Ramos, program facilitator for the Disney Vacation Club. And there's a lot going on at these parks, specifically Epcot and Disney's Animal Kingdom. First of all, let's talk about Epcot, because there's been a whole transformation going on at what is my favorite theme park.
I'm 100% with you. My favorite theme park, too. So we have the same thing. So Walt Disney himself once said that Epcot is going to be a theme park that's always going to be in a state of evolving, right? It's going to be moving. It's going to be changing. So Epcot is a park that changes with the time. So today, Walt Disney World Resort delivers on that promise, continuing the biggest transformation in the park's history. So now Epcot is actually divided into four neighborhoods, right? So you have the World Showcase, which everybody knows, where you have all the countries.
Yeah.
And now you have World Discovery, and you have World Nature, and now the newly opened World Celebration. That's where the walls were up. I don't know if you saw those walls.
Oh,
they
were
there for four years. So now there's no longer walls. The walls are down, and we have the World Celebration. That's kind of the central neighborhood for the park. So that's basically a place where you go to gather together and communicate and celebrate each other and connect with each other. It's a beautiful place with benches. You know, you have tables where you can eat. There's going to be a lot of lively celebration. It's a beautiful area right now, a lot of nature.
And I can tell you, too, one of the things that I think a lot of people are going to realize is we were walking through last night or yesterday and before nighttime. And at nighttime, it's a really cool experience.
Yes,
now, Epcot is if you went like a year or two ago, you got to come back because and the nighttime atmosphere at Epcot is just incredible. But behind the big topiary, the garden, there is the Walt Disney statue.
Yes.
And it's the backdrop is Spaceship Earth. And it is actually a magical moment photo op, which was interesting because we're walking through the park and there was a photographer up there and there was no line. So I feel like people really haven't discovered it yet. And so I can tell you that is going to be one of the biggest photo ops in my mind of Epcot is right there.
Did you take a picture there already?
I absolutely did. We got our magic maker. We got all of so we are the photo ops in Epcot now. are so, just incredible.
Yeah. It's a magical area, right? Yeah. That's called Dreamer's Point, basically. And that's Walt Disney sitting down dreaming about the park. If you think about it, about the park that he dreamed of, what he never saw.
Yeah.
So they put him there on purpose, looking toward Walt Chokas, looking at the park. You know, it's magical. It's a beautiful area. Yeah.
And then, of course, right next door, you mentioned, you know, the Journey of Water inspired by Moana, which we got to experience last night. And it was so cool because you see families, kids of all ages, right? It's everything from, you know, the 3-year-olds to the 90-year-olds interacting with water. And we live in Florida. You know, this is a Florida radio station. We're Florida residents. We benefit off those Florida resident ticket deals, I'll tell you that much. And it's really cool to watch people interact with something that we are surrounded by. And I love that it's educational. I love that it's actually a nice, refreshing walkthrough on a hot day. I'm thinking summers of, you know, of Epcot.
Yeah.
It's a nice way to cool down. It really is very special what has happened at Epcot.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That place is beautiful. Do you went at night also to Journey of
we
Water?
We didn't do Journey of Water at night, but we're going back two more times, and I'll be sure to check it out.
Do it at night. It's beautiful at night. Yeah. But as you say, it's a beautiful place, you know, where you get to learn about the cycle of the water, right?
Yeah.
Starting in the sky, going to the ocean, and back to the sky again. It's a beautiful ride. Highly recommended at night.
And, you know, this isn't the only park that has a lot of nature and wildlife. You've also got Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Yes.
Which is, you know, a wild time, as they say.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's going on at Disney's Animal Kingdom?
So this is so funny. Disney's Animal Kingdom is a park close to my heart. That's the very first job I had at Disney.
Oh, wow.
I was actually part of the opening team in 1998. So when you walk into Disney's Animal Kingdom, the first thing you see, of course, is the iconic symbol, the Tree of Life,
yeah.
right? Which represents and honors the animals and the place they take in our circle of life. There's over 300 carved animals on it. So I highly recommend for you to try to find them all. I haven't been able to yet. But you can do anything over there. You can go to the African savannas and you can go on the Kilimanjaro safaris to see live and exotic animals. Or you can even go to Asia if you want to, right? And you can hide from the jetty, you know, in Expedition Everest. Good luck with that. Or you can even go to Pandora, right? And ride Avatar Journey of it's beautiful. So many stuff to do over there. You're going to love it.
And there's also great restaurants. You know, we were just talking to one of the sous chefs here at the Walt Disney World Resort. And, you know, the restaurants at Disney's Animal Kingdom, the food options. I think a lot of people, they think of Disney, they think of Epcot as one of the foodie parks. But in my mind, I believe Animal Kingdom might have some of the best food. You got Yak and Yeti. You've got all of the quick service restaurants. You've got Satouli Canteen over in Pandora. And truly, there is just something for everyone. And also, again, Florida, it gets hot in the summer. There's a lot of shade at Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Exactly.
So you can always kind of hide from the sunshine.
Yeah. It's a beautiful theme park. I highly recommend it for the whole family. There's always somebody for everybody. And if you love nature, if you love our animals, you know, just go visit that theme park. You're going to love it. Yeah.
And I do know that right now there's a Florida ticket deal going on, I believe, until like the beginning of March where you get 2 days. So maybe these are the two parks you check out.
Of course.
Maybe these are the parks
you
don't go to every so often. So you check out Epcot. You check out Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, and go back to Epcot and go back to Animal Kingdom.
And just go back and forth, back and forth. Well, listen, Pablo, I appreciate you spending time with us and talking about two of parks that are also near and dear to my heart. They're my two favorite parks.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Mine too. So I agree with you. And welcome to Walt Disney World Resort.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.